For years, John Clayton worked as an aerospace engineer in Salt Lake City. He now commutes from St. George and owns the Sunset Grill in Moab, which is famously the former home of uranium king Charlie Steen.
So my wife and I were sitting around in our office in St. George, and I was getting ready to come to Moab to work. We were looking at the GoFundMe account, and she goes, "I just set it up." And immediately you're like, "Okay, we're doing this."
The Claytons, along with their daughter, have just arrived in Houston with a mobile kitchen that can serve 1,000 hot meals a day and a trailer of food donated by Moab residents and businesses.
We think we know how to do this, how to feed simple food in large quantities.
That's because they've had a lot of practice. In 2011, they were first called on by the BLM to feed meals to wildland firefighters.
We enjoyed it. It was you're going out camping, and the people that we got to work with, the fire crews, the hand crews, the hotshot crews, they were just fabulous people. I never met people like that were so humble and just so much fun to work with. So each day when we would go back and forth to the restaurant, we would bring them better and better food, more and more, exceeding the requirements of what we were given. And they enjoyed it more and more. So for us, we got hooked.
With the recent surge in Western wildfires, the BLM has kept Clayton's fuel kitchen very busy.
And this year, we went on 5 wildfires. It's an unbelievable amount of wildfires for us to go on in 1 year, let alone from Mother's Day to the 1st of July. So we've fed about 10,000, 12,000 meals in that time period.
Clayton doesn't know how long he will stay in the Houston environs, but he's ready to lengthen his stay if necessary.
After you go about 12 or 13 days, then you pretty much know you can go forever.
Over the years, Clayton developed a mobile kitchen specifically tailored to serving hundreds of people at a time.
It's designed to make large meals fast. It's large, simple meals fast. I have generators. I have this mobile kitchen. I have a trailer. I added a new truck to the system. And if I look at the whole package, we can go to Texas and go anywhere and be self-contained. We can run 6 days without refueling. I think we're ready. I know it's going to be totally something different that I've never seen before.
In the 3 days before he left for Houston, Clayton raised locally more than $26,000 in food and cash.
Now, as you can see, the many locals that live in Moab are just dropping off checks. $3,000 checks and two $500 checks today. But the other restaurants, the hotels, the river companies, our grocery store.
Like many involved in the Hurricane Harvey response, Clayton has discovered that much of the critical information is on social media.
Last night, it was about 4 a.m, I just couldn't sleep because I'm like, I don't have a destination yet. So I came over and I just started searching the Facebook, and I'm finding all these little Facebook pages that are made for the local that live there. And I'm like, oh, wow. I may change my game plan now, not to be a kitchen that I just set up and sit there for a week, but a kitchen that is mobile, meaning we move from town to town to town and we just kind of run around. So we're kind of excited about that because we'll get to see more people.
This is John Kovash reporting from Moab for UPR News.